You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
July is here and preseason has started in the Premier League and Europe. With that being said, transfers continue as managers look to fine-tune their squads for the new campaign. But the other factor is trying to deal with players who no longer want to be part of the setup. Enter Cristiano Ronaldo, who has missed the third straight day of preseason and once out of Man United. What will happen to the Portuguese star? And elsewhere, Leeds United are taking advantage of the Calvin Phillips money. Lewandowski wants no one else with Barcelona. Barcelona are playing Harry Houdini under John Laporta. Juventus building again and much, much more. Fabrizio Romano is in the house. Que Golazo begins right now. Everybody, welcome to Que Golazo. Que Golazo pod on Twitter, youtube.com/Que Golazo. I am live from la casa de mi tía, my aunt's house in England. Tía Blanca, come here. Come, tía. Say hello to Fabrizio Romano. Say hi. Bye, Fabrizio. Hi. What question do you have for Fabrizio?
¿Qué está pasando con Ronaldo y dónde va?
Muy buena pregunta, ¿eh?
¡Georgina! ¿Dónde? Eso queremos saber.
Gracias, tía. Tía, it's Fabrizio's biggest fan. It's tía. So that's tía Blanca right there saying hello. And obviously, this is about Chris. Cristiano Ronaldo. But Fab, how are you, brother?
All good, thank you. Many things happening. We are entering into the key weeks of July, and so I feel that it's going to be an important week, this one, the next one, and so many things happening. But all good, we are ready.
We are ready, my friend, getting busy. Of course, as we mentioned in the intro, Fab, teams are now, they've started preseason. Preseason is a go, but the business continues. Let's begin with the most hottest topic, of course. Cristiano Ronaldo, once out of Manchester United, he's ambitious. And I've been hearing a lot about the fact that what Manchester United are doing right now in the summer is not enough for him. He wants out. What's the latest?
Yes, the situation is pretty clear. Cristiano is not happy with Manchester United's situation. He wants to leave the club. He's been really clear to his agent, Jorge Mendes, speaking to the club. So Cristiano wants to go. He's not happy with the ambition at Man United. It's not a problem with Erik ten Hag. This is something that I want to clarify because I see many stories on Cristiano. And the problem is not with the manager. He would be really happy to work under Erik ten Hag. He feels that he's a very good manager. But the problem is about the team. Cristiano is convinced that Man City, Liverpool are another planet at the moment, discussing about players and team. And same with Tottenham, Arsenal doing a great job on the market. So he wants to see the ambition from Man United because he feels that they are not at top level at the moment. And this is why he wants to leave the club as soon as possible. Man United position is still the same. They insist that Cristiano is not for sale, that they want to keep Cristiano and change his mind. There will be a conversation between Erik ten Hag and Cristiano to understand if they could be able to change the situation. But Jorge Mendes, the agent of Cristiano Ronaldo, is exploring options around Europe. So we will see the next step. And if Cristiano and his agent will bring an official proposal in the coming days to Man United. But at the moment, the position on Cristiano's side is pretty clear. He wants to leave.
My question, Fabrizio, is, you know, when he wanted out of Juventus, he at least waited, well, not really, even less time, I guess. You know, there was a lot of changes for Juve. With United, it seemed okay until, I guess, the Todd Boehly meetings with Jorge Mendes. You mentioned in the show, of course, that it wasn't about Ronaldo. Obviously, it was about so many other things. But now, in the days ahead, Ronaldo has, I guess, changed his mind. My question is, why now? Why wasn't it a month ago? Do you think this has been a 180 from Ronaldo between the end of the season and right now in July?
I think because the point is not on the manager, because if the problem was the manager, maybe you could have said 1 month ago, as you mentioned, when they announced Ten Hag, they could call the club and say, I'm not happy with this manager, so I'm going to leave. And it didn't happen because he's happy with Ten Hag. And also, Champions League, of course, is a factor, but Cristiano knew 1 month ago that Man United were not going to play Champions League, maybe 2 months ago. So it was not about only about Champions League. I'm told it's about signings, so about the team. He's convinced that this team, at the moment, with the current players that are at Man United, they are not ready to win. This is not a team ready to win immediately. And we know that Cristiano is 37, so he wants to win again as soon as possible. And this is the message. It's about the signings. I think it's normal. You see Man City signing Erling Haaland, Calvin Phillips. Now they will go for Cucurella. You see Liverpool signing Darwin Nunez and extending Mo Salah contract. That is like a new signing. You see Arsenal signing Gabriel Jesus and Fabio Vieira. You see Tottenham with Bissouma, Perisic, Richarlison. All the clubs in England, important clubs, are doing important things. And new clubs are jumping on it, like Newcastle, with new signings, and many others. Aston Villa are doing a great job. So you see around you many things happening, and you see that Man United only signed Taremi Malacia till now. So it's a message. He's putting also some pressure on Man United, like saying, okay, show me what you can do. But at the same point, his message is pretty clear. He wants to go. So let's see if Man United will accept the proposals he will bring.
So Eriksen is not enough. The Lisandro Martinez, you know, obviously not enough. Would De Jong be enough? Or do you think Ronaldo's mind is set? He's done. And perhaps who would be a club that could actually do this and get in for him?
I think discussing about clubs, Jorge Mendes is speaking to many, many clubs. Let me say that we had rumors on some Italian clubs, but I'm told this is not the case. They are not negotiating Italian clubs for Cristiano. Bayern, it was a conversation between Jorge Mendes and Bayern. It was 15, 20 days ago. And the answer from Bayern's side was public, with Hasan Salihamidžić, who said, we are not signing Cristiano Ronaldo. And I'm told that this is still the case. So Bayern have no intention to replace Lewandowski in case he goes to Barca with a 37-year-old player, even if it's a fantastic player like Cristiano. They have a different kind of strategy. Also, let's see if Jorge Mendes will push again, because I'm sure that after this message of Cristiano to the club, Mendes will try again with Bayern, will try again with clubs around Europe, including English clubs. And in this case, Chelsea had a conversation with Jorge Mendes a few weeks ago, Todd Boehly and Mendes directly, to discuss about many players, not just Cristiano. And in that meeting, Todd Boehly was pretty clear with Jorge Mendes. He told him every decision will be made together with Thomas Tuchel. And so it means that it's Tuchel to decide if Chelsea really want to try to sign Cristiano. I say try because Man United say he's not for sale. So I'm curious to see if they receive a proposal from Chelsea, what will be the answer on Man United side. But Chelsea at the moment are one of the clubs that have been approached by Jorge Mendes. So I think these are the clubs at the moment. Barcelona, I'm told that this is not the case. So they are not going for Cristiano. We will see.
We will see. I do believe, I think my inkling would be that he will stay in the Premier League. He probably doesn't want to leave for another nation, but we will see. Chelsea remains, as a hot topic, of course, with Todd Boehly and his preparations. Hey, by the way, Fabrizio, you know,
I would go to Bayern, honestly, you know.
Would you? Would that be your choice?
In Cristiano's position, I would go to Bayern, because Bundesliga, you can win the Bundesliga, as Bayern maybe always do. You
and
can
he's score never played there, right?
Exactly. You can say, I won the league in Bundesliga, in Serie A, in La Liga, of course, in the Premier League. So it's a new league. And in Champions League, the team is very good. So you can compete also maybe for Champions League quarterfinals, semifinals, and then try to do something important. So I think Bayern could be the perfect solution for him, but it's up to Bayern because they have completely different policy. And I still remember Rummenigge words when Juventus signed Cristiano Ronaldo a few years ago. He said, I can't understand why top clubs around Europe do this kind of deals with this kind of salaries for a fantastic player, but with his age. And so I think after that statement, for Bayern, it's difficult to go for Cristiano.
Yeah, and obviously Robert Lewandowski's future also depends much on what's going on there as well. But from a marketing perspective, it would make a lot of sense for Bayern Munich to, you know, say, okay, Lewandowski's gone, but here comes Cristiano Ronaldo. We'll wait and see on that one. By the way, it's always worth highlighting the great work from Fabrizio Romano, but it's not just me that said it, Fabrizio. Yoshida was like, my God, this guy's incredible. Even my wife didn't know about Trabzonspor. That's a nice thing to hear from one of the greats, huh?
Yes. No. I was super happy, even because, trust me, I don't know him. So it's the first time I received a message in public, in this case, from Yoshida. Then he sent me a private message saying, thank you, you were really kind, because I was answering. But for me, it was a shock in a positive way, of course. It was great to see a great player, a great guy like him. And I was following him here in Italy with Sampdoria. He's a very, very good guy. sharing something like this. So just trying to do my best.
Absolutely. I mean, only Yoshida's wife is the one angry at you because you know that his plan's better than her own husband. But regardless, that's what it is. All right, let's keep going here. Let's talk about the done deals. Fabrizio Romano, what's going on around Europe? Frank Kessié, of course, and the announcement with Joan Laporta in Barcelona. We'll talk about Barcelona on a bigger scope in a minute. But the done deals, Kessié to Barcelona, Bergwijn to Ajax. What do you have? Let's round it up.
Yes, there are many. As you mentioned, Kessié and Christensen are two done deals for Barca. Kessié was presented today, and he said also that Zlatan Ibrahimovic suggested him to try this experience at Barcelona because it's a huge experience for Kessié. It's a free transfer. Andreas Christensen will be presented also this week. He's another important signing for Barcelona. And also about Barca, it's important to mention Gavi because today the sport director, Matteo Lemani, confirmed that there is an agreement in principle with Gavi and his agent, the former midfielder, Ivan de la Peña, to complete the contract extension for Gavi. So many things happening for Barcelona. Then Christian Eriksen, I would say, is a done deal because it will be signed this week. It's a three-year contract. Man United have repaired all the contracts, so they're just waiting for him to undergo the medical and then sign the contract as new Man United player. And then Steven Bergwijn is a very important one for Ajax because we always mention Ajax when they sell players. They have many fantastic players, and so it's normal to mention all the players that they already sold, like Gravenberg, Mazraoui, and many others. And players that now they're going to sell, maybe like Lisandro Martinez, because Man United want him, Arsenal are still there for Lisandro, but they're going to sign Bergwijn. It's a done deal. Yesterday they found total agreement with Tottenham for 30 million euros, really important fee, this one for Ajax. And so Bergwijn is going to sign his contract. It's already completed, so we're waiting for the official statement. He had a medical today. And so many things happening around Europe, including Italy, because also here, AC Milan announced Divo Corrighi as new striker, Inter announced Mkhitaryan, Onana, many signings, Bellanova from Cagliari, Aslani from Empoli, some talents. And so all the Italian clubs are busy now. And I think we're going to speak also about Juventus because they will be on it in the coming days.
Well, let's talk about Juventus right now before we hit a Manchester United question. We're getting a lot of questions, everybody, I know. Well, actually, Lisa Roman, our producer, is correct. Let's just quickly hit on Lisandro Martinez and Manchester United before we move on. This is a Q&A. We're going to do all your questions after the break. But I know that because we've touched on Man United, let's just quickly, what's the update on Lisandro Martinez here, Fabrizio Romano?
Yes, Lisandro's been very clear with Ajax. He had a meeting with Ajax through his agent, and the message was, I want to go to the Premier League. I want to try Premier League experience. So he wants to feel free to pick Man United or Arsenal. Let me say that Erik ten Hag could be an important factor. This is why Man United are pushing. This is why Man United are confident. But Arsenal will be on it until the end. So I will keep you posted during the week because I have a feeling that this week could be really important for the player to decide which club he wants. But Ajax are now prepared to discuss with Lisandro and then to let him go because Man United and Arsenal are really, really pushing.
Well, the Premier League is his destination of choice, so we'll stay close on that one. You mentioned Juventus. There's a lot going on, including El Fideo, cementing his place there and everything else. What's going on with Juve?
Yes, Juventus will announce two very important signings, two free agent signings, but what a kind of signings, because it's Angel Di Maria, as you mentioned, it's a done deal. Today they completed everything on a contract point of view, and so he's expected to arrive in Torino on Friday. So Angel Di Maria will be in Torino this week to sign the contract, 1-year deal with an option to extend for further season with Juventus. We know that he wants to finish his career in Argentina with Rosario, so maybe he will decide at the end of next season what he wants to do, but as of now, he's signing with Juventus. So Di Maria to Juve, and then Paul Pogba, because on Saturday, Pogba will fly to Italy, will sign his contract with Juventus, will undergo the medicals, and so everything is done since weeks between Pogba and Juve. It's a big comeback. As we mentioned, an incredible deal. Juventus signed him for free from Man United when he was 19, then he was sold to Man United for 100 million euros, and then now he rejoins Juventus on a free transfer. It's a done deal. So Di Maria and Pogba to Juventus.
What does that mean for Weston McKennie, do you think? I know that I keep asking this question, but sometimes it worries me a little bit for the American midfielder's future in Turin. What does that mean for McKennie, do you think? Allegri still likes him?
Yes, he likes him. I think the priority for Juventus is to try to find solutions for Arthur Melo and for Rabiot more than for McKennie. I think that McKennie is included in the plans at Juventus, and unless they receive a crazy bid, an important bid to sell him with big money, I don't see them maybe loaning him out or this kind of solution. I think McKennie has good chances to continue with Juventus.
Hey, by the way, speaking of Juventus, right, Federico Bernardeschi, apparently maybe a move here to MLS.
It's a possibility, yes. He has a proposal from Toronto. He's negotiating. His agents are discussing with Toronto about this possibility. We know that now Toronto have a big Italian side with, of course, and Domenico Crescito and Lorenzo Insigne. So he will be the third one to join Toronto. Bernardeschi is really tempted because it's a very good proposal. He would be a designated player at Toronto, and now they are getting free this place because Pozuelo is going to join Inter Miami. And so everything is ready in this domino. It's now up to Bernardeschi to accept. Let's see what happens today, tomorrow. But Toronto are really pushing for Bernardeschi, and it would be a really interesting one because he had difficult times at Juventus, but he's a player that when he feels the confidence around him and the right manager also to trust him, I think it could be an interesting deal.
Yeah, featured for Italy all the way since he was in the under-18s. He's only 28 years old. I mean, it could be a great acquisition for MLS, 100%. We have a lot of questions. I promise that we're going to get to it after the break, but let's hit Leeds. Yes, the drunk pigeons. There's a lot of Leeds things going on, Fabrizio Romano. Of course, Calvin Phillips and the sale to Man City. I guess Leeds are using that money very, very well. What's the latest on all things Jesse Marsh and Leeds United?
Yes, to answer the question from Matt, because many Leeds fans asked me about Mohamed Kamara, the answer I received is they will only sign, as of today, one midfielder. I say as of today because it's still July. So maybe later in the month or in August, things could change in case they sell another player or Jesse Marsh will say, okay, let's sign another midfielder. But as of today, the plan is clear. Tyler Adams is the player they want, is the player they signed because it's a done deal since Monday. So the player had a medical today morning. Everything has been completed between Leeds and Leipzig for £20 million paid in 5 years, including add-ons, 5-year contract to the player. So Adams already accepted, and so he will be a new Leeds player. For Kamara, at the moment, everything is in standby. And then Luis Sinisterra, because Sinisterra is the player they wanted and they will get to replace Rafinha. We will see if Rafinha will be Barcelona or Chelsea. The player wants to go to Barcelona, but Leeds accepted Chelsea bid and not yet Barcelona bid. So let's see what's next in this deal. But Sinisterra from Feyenoord for €25 million plus add-ons will be a new signing for Leeds. And then they're dreaming of De Ketelaere, this talented boy from Bruges, very good player, but AC Milan made an opening bid, €20 million plus add-ons. Bruges want more than this. They want around 40, so there is a big gap. Leeds are pushing with a bid for more than €30 million for De Ketelaere. And so it's an open situation, but I think the player is really tempted by AC Milan. So let's see what happens.
So I'm imagining, just going back on Tyler Adams, per your reporting, it's all said and done, medical, yes, and should be announced very, very soon, correct?
Yes. It's done.
So basically, you know, this is another reunion with Jesse Marsh and Tyler Adams, and there's a little bit of an American revolution with Leeds, so we'll see how that develops. All right, well, listen, let's do this. Let's take a break. When we come back, everybody, we got plenty more. We'll talk a little bit more about Barcelona because I'm very intrigued to hear, obviously, Fabrizio's thoughts regarding Joan Laporta. He was saying a lot of things regarding not just Frank Kessie, but, you know, what's going on in the rest of the summer. Some Chelsea stuff, more of your questions, some Villa, of course, and then we will say goodbye. Fabrizio Romano, que golazo, live. We will take a break. We'll be right back.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, everybody. Fabrizio Romano in the house. By the way, I want to show some love to the women's game because this is not just the summer of strikers, but it's the summer of international competition in women's soccer. Paramount Plus, we've got the CONCACAF Women's Championship, of course, and you can hear and see all about it with Attacking Third, but also as well, Euros as well, Copa America in Colombia, as well as AFCON. It's great to see, Fabrizio, to see the women's game develop all over this summer.
Yes, 100%. It's amazing. And let me send a message also to Alexia Putellas because of her injury, a really tough news we received in the last 24 hours here in Europe. Yeah. So, yes, really bad news, but she will be back stronger. And so we wish all the best.
Absolutely. Spain are an absolute force at the Euros, but somebody said this, an expert said that, I forgot their name, apologies, I'll get it later. But Spain, just like a game of chess, you can win the whole thing, but without the queen, it's almost impossible. So we wish her all the best. Putellas obviously being arguably the best player out there, definitely in Europe. All right, well, but don't forget, like I said, attacking third, and of course, Paramount Plus, as you covered for the women's game. All right, let's keep going here. Barcelona, speaking of Putellas, of course, Joan Laporta did talk about that, of course, that injury, but it was mainly about the announcement of Frank Kessié. Fabrizio Romano, such a great acquisition for Barca, but they're not done. At least Barcelona don't think they're done, specifically with the incomings and the outgoings. Straight away, just very quickly, Frenkie de Jong, Joan Laporta says he's not going anywhere. What's the latest there?
Yes, he says he's not going anywhere unless we are forced to do something. So, you know, his message is we want to keep Frenkie. Frenkie is not for sale unless we don't need something on this deal. And what does it mean? That Barcelona, as Laporta said a few days ago, need Frenkie to reduce his salary in case he will stay at Barcelona. And at the moment, I'm told that it's very unlikely that Frenkie will accept to reduce his salary. He would love to stay at Barca. He loves Barcelona. He wants to stay, but with current contract. So let's see what happens in the conversations between Frenkie and Barca, because Man United are still there. Man United have an agreement on the fixed fee for Frenkie de Jong deal with Barcelona, 65 million euros. They are still negotiating with Barca on the add-on structure, because it's a big amount, 20 million euros to arrive to the 85 total amount for Frenkie potential deal. And so let's see what happens between the two clubs, because at the moment it's still slow deal because of Frenkie. Frenkie wants to stay at Barca. Frenkie's priority is to continue with Barca. And so Man United are still trying, but it's player side the real issue in this deal, because they never discussed personal terms with Frenkie. And so they know that if they want to sign Frenkie de Jong, they need, first of all, to complete this agreement on the structure of the add-ons with Barca, and then to find an agreement with Frenkie. That is not a problem with Man United. It's not about Frenkie not happy on Man United. He wants to stay at Barca, so they will need to be very good to change his mind.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a very tricky one indeed. All right, well, just very quickly on Barcelona, what else is going on here? Because Lewandowski clearly just wants one club. That hasn't changed, Fabrizio. But per your reporting as well, you know, Bayern are not exactly going to allow Barcelona to do this transaction easily. I presume that in installments, it's not something that Bayern wants.
No. And also 35, 30, 40 million is something that Bayern are not accepting at the moment. So Barcelona will need to improve their proposal. I'm told that Barcelona are prepared to speak with Bayern again, to have new direct contact with Bayern in the coming days. So Barca are still on it. And Robert Lewandowski is waiting for Barca. Let me say that Lewandowski is doing a big effort to join Barcelona, because he has many possibilities. We see rumors about Man United, Chelsea, Paris Saint-Germain, and it's true that many clubs are exploring this possibility. Many clubs are looking for strikers, and Lewandowski is one of the best in the game, and so it's normal to have contacts, but the answer they are receiving is always the same. Lewandowski wants to join Barcelona. He has an agreement with Barcelona, so Lewandowski is still waiting for Barca. It's now up to Barca to find an agreement with Bayern. So we see what happens in the coming days in this new contacts between Barcelona and Bayern, so Barca will be on it. Then the centre-back, because Xavi wants a centre-back. We know that Koundé is the favourite option, but it's still not close between clubs. And let me say that Marcão from Galatasaray could be the replacement at Sevilla in case Koundé will leave in the coming days. We know that Koundé has always been in the list also with Chelsea. But then after Marina Granovskaya leaving the club, is no longer the priority. They have Matthijs de Ligt as priority at Chelsea and Nathan Ake from Manchester City. And then for Barca, we will see what happens with Rafinha, of course, because the player wants to join Barcelona. It's been very clear on player side. He's waiting for Barca to reach an agreement with Leeds. Let's see this week what happens, because on Leeds' side, they insist that they only accepted, as of now, Chelsea bid 1 week ago. But the player has still no agreement with Chelsea. So let's see who will give up, if Leeds, if Chelsea, if Barcelona, if Rafinha. It's a really crazy saga.
Yeah, so Leeds accepts Chelsea's offer, but Rafinha prefers Barcelona, but Leeds has not accepted Barcelona's offer, but they're being respectful of the player because obviously he wants La Liga and Barcelona, so we have to wait and see. All right, well, like you said, it's crazy, it's complex, but Fabrizio Romano is here to break it all down. We have a lot of Arsenal, Fabrizio Romano, so let's get straight to it regarding Mikel Arteta. Gabriel Jesus, you should all be happy. Vieira, you should all be happy. Peter asks, is it true that Arsenal are making bids for Milinkovic-Savic, wow, one of my favorite players in Serie A.
Fantastic player.
Yeah, what's going
on
there?
Fantastic player. At the moment, I have no updates on Milinkovic's situation. Also, on Lazio side, they say no updates. But I really hope to see this player on this kind of level, honestly. With Lazio, he's been incredible. I hope he will stay at Lazio because in Serie A, it's fantastic to have a player like Sergei Milinkovic-Savic. And for Italian clubs, it's impossible to sign Milinkovic. Lazio president was very clear. He said we need a proposal for one of the best clubs in the world. So at the moment for Lazio, they say they've still received no official proposals, but we will see. I think it would be absolutely perfect to play in the Premier League and for Arsenal. But at the moment, guys, I have still no updates on this one. And let me mention that that Lazio always stated that they want 65, 70, 75 million euros for Milinkovic. So it's not an easy one.
All right. Well, is there any more Arsenal here, Lisa Roman? Rob Kelly just wants more. Gabriel Jesus is in. Vieira is in. I'm sure that the business is not quite done yet, Del Fabrizio. No, what else is Arsenal cooking?
They will be on many things, but we know that Lisandro is now one of the players they're focusing on. So in this battle with Manchester United to sign Lisandro Martinez, Arsenal are still there. And we will see what happens with Erik ten Hag really pushing in the last few days. And then a winger, because they wanted Rafinha. For Rafinha now is not the case. As we mentioned, it's Chelsea and Barcelona fighting to have him, with Barca really pushing in the last hours. And so for Arsenal, we will see if they will go for another winger. We had the rumor on Gnabry, but I'm told that he's not a player in the list for Arsenal. They are not going for him. And so I will try to let you know who is the player. I have an indication, but I can't speak yet because I have to check. And I want to make sure I'm mentioning the right name. So I'm working, but at the moment, still nothing for Arsenal. They are very good in keeping it quiet this summer, because Fabio Vieira was out of nothing in 24 hours. So I'm sure that Edu is working on something.
All right. Well, the moment Fabrizio Romano knows, obviously, we promise that on his site and on here on Cable Lasso, we'll talk about it. All right, let's quickly talk about Chelsea because there's a lot going on. Hey, Tanaka Asiwawa, Chelsea guys, any news? Oh, my God, I am sick of waiting. Sick of waiting. You're Chelsea, okay? Calm down, all right? Think about the lower bottom teams that don't get anything, all right? All right, Chelsea. Give him Chelsea, Fabrizio. What's going on? Raheem Sterling, perhaps. Is he getting any?
We mentioned Rafinha, and they are still waiting to understand what happens. Raheem Sterling is a negotiation that is going on with Manchester City. They still need to resolve something. They are still optimistic on Raheem Sterling deal, but they need to resolve something on Man City side in the negotiation with Man City. It also includes Nathan Ake. They are two separated deals, but they're working on both of them. So Chelsea are working on Sterling and Nathan Ake. And then we will see with Matthijs de Ligt, because Bayern are also in the race. This is true. And this is also true that his agents, de Ligt agents, are discussing with Bayern and with Chelsea. But at the moment, Chelsea are still there with Thomas Tuchel, who is a big fan of the player. And so the league will be a really interesting deal too. Let me say that Chelsea are trying for many players. They are in fights with other clubs for many, many players, like with Bayern for the league, with Barcelona for Rafinha. For Sterling, they are alone in this race. And this is why I think it's taking long, because they want to pay the best fee because they feel they are the only club negotiating for Sterling. But for example, they were trying to hijack the deal for Richarlison with Tottenham during the night. They tried to offer £40 million plus a player, and then from Everton it was a no because they had £60 million and also including from Tottenham. But Chelsea are on many things. So I know that maybe now you feel it's a bit standby, but behind the scenes, things are going on. So don't worry.
Yeah, there's also regarding a lot of outgoings, right? We talked about Conor Gallagher and how he's obviously wanted by a lot of people. Steven Gerrard is a big fan of him. But also Armando Broja, who did very well for Southampton. What's going on with him? There's a lot of interest as well there, right?
Yes, a lot of interest. Many, many, many clubs. Newcastle, Everton, also West Ham have always been interested in him. Italian clubs always tracking him. My personal opinion is, first of all, on transfer side, I'm sure that Thomas Tuchel wants to check the boy in pre-season and then decide what is the best solution with Armando. But my personal opinion is that Armando Broja is really one of the most interesting striker and talented striker around. I really love him. I think he's a very talented boy and he's ready to make an impact, because with Southampton he was very good. It was not easy to have that kind of impact in Premier League your first season as a star. And so I'm sure that it's a good opportunity for them on the market for many, many clubs. And he's a name that we have to remember in the coming weeks, unless Thomas Tuchel says, no, this boy stays here.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, we have to wait and see yet if Ronaldo even makes a decision as well and stays even in the Premier League. Fabrizio, I have to ask you as always, because I get bullied by all my family here. Aston Villa, anything late there? I know that preseason started for Steven Gerrard and co. Don't forget, Diego Carlos began his first few days of training with the Villa. And obviously, Bubba Kamara comes in a little bit later because he's resting from extra after playing Nations League. What's going on with Villa? Anything there?
Now, let me check this week about the full their left back I told you, because I think this week something could happen on the left back, and I will keep you posted. This is the only thing at the moment that I am told, but we know, as well, we mentioned how good they are.
So I'm getting a lot about Ottavio, Fabrizio. I'm getting a lot about Ottavio, and I keep saying this is just pure smoke, humo. I'm sure
like, there's the same story we heard on Leeds, they say Ottavio, on Liverpool, they say Ottavio. So I think when we have this kind of rumors, they are trying to sell the player from Portugal. It's not new, but we will see. At the moment, it's still something quiet.
All right, so we just have to listen. It's just the beginning of the month, everybody. Calm down. A lot more action is going to happen. Before we say goodbye, Fabrizio Romano, what are you working on? What else should we really be knowing about that we haven't discussed?
I want to say something for Fulham fans, because they are getting players finally. Manuel Solomon is in London today to undergo the medical and sign the contract on a loan deal from Shakhtar. Very good player. So it's a very interesting signing. Many clubs from Italy, from France, try to hijack the deal, but Solomon is joining Fulham. And Andreas Pereira, this is important also for Man United, because Man United are making money with the outgoings finally, and Andreas Pereira is going to join Fulham on a permanent deal, £10 million plus £3 million add-ons, medical tomorrow in London, and then he will sign the contract, a four-year deal with an option for further season. And so very good business for Fulham. He did very good with Flamengo, Andreas Pereira, and now also very good money for Man United, and it's needed this summer because we know that part of the budget will be coming from the outgoings. So Pereira to Fulham and Manuel Solomon to Fulham.
There is a lot going on. Fabrizio Romano is staying on top of it. Don't forget on Twitter, on Instagram, on TikTok, on CBS Sports and your CBS Sports app, and Qué Golazo twice a week. I may not be here for the Friday show. Our friend Jonathan Johnson will have a chat with Fabrizio, but we keep rolling with Fabrizio Romano. Fab, thank you so much, brother. Have a fantastic rest of your day. And we'll see you next time, buddy. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you, as always. It's a super pleasure. And thank you to all the guys in the chat for the questions. And see you soon here on Qué Golazo. Ciao.
Thank you so much. Mi tia is going to make me some lunch now. She thanks you for the Ronaldo news as well. And we will see you next time. Qué Golazo put on Twitter, youtube.com/Qué Golazo. We have already passed 14,000 subscribers. Thank you so much. Let's keep climbing. Fabrizio Romano, LME, Qué Golazo, Lisa Roman in the back. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day and your summer. Till then.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.